You mentioned also the issue of bone and aromatase inhibitors. Can you summarize where we are with that? I guess the original studies that we're talking about now, like the ATTACC trial, didn't really incorporate looking at bone or making changes. Nowadays, we do bone density and use bisphosphonates. What do we know right now about when we monitor these patients, what the risk is of having fractures and bone problem?
This is a very big issue because there's no doubt that the lower estrogen state that these drugs induce is associated with an increased risk of bone mineral density loss. But we have to admit what we don't know, and there are a couple of interesting points here. The first one is there is no adjuvant AI trial that has stratified patients on the basis of their bone mineral density health for treatment one way or the other. And what that means to me is I don't really have any way of selecting patients for one adjuvant hormone approach versus another that's predicated on their bone health. The second thing is that there's a very small sub-study of the ATTACC trial where bone mineral density was followed. And the bottom line is that most of any of the adverse effects were seen in the first couple of years. And the second is that most of the patients really didn't change their bone health category. If they started with osteopenia, meaning diminished bone mineral health, they tended to stay there, and that was that. If they started with normal health, some of them went to osteopenia, but none of them really went to osteoporosis. So what we do as a practical matter is precisely follow the ASCO guidelines. We do regular evaluations of bone mineral density following 1 or 2 year intervals based on the person's initial presentation, and we manage that independent of the AI use.
What about the choice of aromatase inhibitor? As you mentioned, there are three available. We have two, anastrozole and letrozole, that have been studied in trials, you know, upfront as initial therapy. How do you differentiate or choose which one to use in different situations?
Well, for convenience, we typically use all three of the AIs, and we use them based on the available evidence, that is to say, the way in which they were studied. I have to add at the outset, I don't really believe in my heart of hearts that it matters. But out back, we typically use letrozole, although occasionally we use exemestane now, with the B33 trial reported. In the switching setting, we typically use anastrozole or exemestane, the latter based on the IES trial. And up front, we typically use anastrozole or we use letrozole, again, based on the ATTACC and Big 198 data available. But I have to end with what I began with, and I don't really believe that the selection of these three drugs makes a difference right now.